Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. This is a episode where I am cleaning and gonna give you kind of a sneak peek on some episodes that are coming up. It's definitely more of a relaxing podcast episode, so don't feel like you need to like sit down with a snack and expect like, a four-course meal or anything. This is just I'm kind of testing out this type of a podcast episode where it's definitely more relaxed. You can put this on and not really, just it's nice to have sometimes background noise or background podcast episodes. Maybe you are cleaning yourself and you just want to like listen to somebody chit chat, or maybe you have like social anxiety and it's stressful, like having friends. Like sometimes that's me. A lot of times, actually, that's me where I just like, I'd rather just stay home sometimes. And so maybe you're just lonely at home and you, or maybe you're even sick and you're recovering from something. You just want to listen to something while, or to take your mind off like being sick or something like that. Anyways, so that's what we're going to be testing out today. I am in my bathroom cleaning. So, let's go ahead and get started. I'll kind of tell you what I'm cleaning if that's interesting. If that's not, then disregard this portion of the podcast. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so let's kind of talk about some ideas I have for the podcast. This is like a little planning meeting. You guys are going to help me with this. I don't know. I like to do podcasts on mental health. I have quite a few podcast episodes planned for that. It's hard because like I take it mental health, like I take really seriously. So like with those episodes, I just like want to make sure that I do them well. And honestly, it's been pretty busy. My life's been pretty busy lately, and so I just haven't had the time to sit down and really like do intensive episodes on mental health. But my goal is to work on that. So I have a quite a few episodes. I think I want to tell like my story with mental health, like my talking about my diagnosis and talking about things that help me and especially with like PTSD, because I feel like that is such a hard thing to go through, and it's such an immediate mental illness. I don't know how else to describe it, but I don't know. I definitely want to do more with PTSD, especially because I feel like I wish I would have had more resources this the minute the accident happened. So I'll talk about that in a different episode because don't want to get too heavy right now. I'm just like cleaning right now, so I don't really feel like getting into it too much. But that's like some of my thinking. Yeah, definitely want to talk about that a little bit more. I also want to talk about like some of my experiences as far as a person, like things that I've gone through, things that I, like talking about religion. I know religion can be a tough topic to talk about. Definitely, I know that. And so I've been like more hesitant to talk about it because I don't really want to like alienate any of my listeners who like could care less about religion. But I grew up Mormon and I actually still am Mormon. But I thought, you know what, that might actually be interesting to some people because I went from living in Utah for many years to now I live in a different place that not everyone is Mormon or LDS, and so it's always like really interesting to me to like think like what the heck are they thinking? Like I have a few friends that I think they think like the fact that I'm Mormon is kind of weird and like maybe think my religion is weird. But they're still like my friends. And so I always like wish, like, sometime I should probably just ask them because some of these friends were actually pretty close and they've kind of learned about, Mormonism through me. But I can tell, like, they're still like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird situation to be in. Sometimes I wonder what the heck do they think about the church that I go to and this and that. So I might do more like spirituality stuff and stuff on religion. Again, I will definitely label those episodes. So if you are like not interested in religion or spirituality at all, like you can like know when I'm going to be talking about that. So I can like make sure that you're not like, I don't know, not like, oh gosh, why is she talking about religion? I'm not interested. So that's another thing I've been thinking about. I've also been like wanting to start like a lot of my positive affirmation videos have been getting, you know, more listeners. And so I was thinking that I might do a type of positive affirmation episodes, but where it's more of like tailored to certain situations and it's more talking than just statements. Like with positive affirmations, a lot of times I'm sitting there and I'm like saying a saying over and over to kind of like help cement that saying or that thought in your mind. But I recognize that there's like a lot of listeners that listen to those because they are dealing with a certain situation and they want like specific help on that situation. And so I thought it might be cool to do more like of a me talking about the situation, not just like repeating sayings. So for example, like let's say you have to quit your job today, or you know, or you're really nervous about starting a new job, or you have to like, I'm only thinking of like the really like tough things right now, but I also want to do ones that are like about exciting things that are going on in your life. Like, I don't know. I guess people probably mostly listen to those kind of videos though when they need help on a certain situation. But yeah, I've been thinking about that and how that might be kind of helpful. I don't know what I'll call that series. I kind of have an idea, but I don't want to like give it away yet because I'm not sure if it's like a good name or not, but maybe I should ask you guys. I don't know. So I just finished organizing my curlers. Now I bought like 1,000 hair clips thinking like I was going to wear them all the time because I got my hair cut short recently, kind of recently. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like why did I buy so many of these? Now I have like a huge Tupperware container full of these hair clips. And then also I have like a bunch of homemade soap because I have like so many friends that will make their own homemade soap. But then I don't, that sounds gross that I don't use that much soap, but I like can't keep up with this soap supply. I feel like my friends are just spoiling me with all this soap, and now I have like a huge brick of soap that I need to figure out what I can do with that, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so that's like kind of some ideas of things that I'm thinking about kind of talking more about. Also, I want to do like a huge mental health series where I'm talking about treatment options and coping skills and things that I think the most important thing that we can really learn that has to do with mental health is definitely like how to cope with mental health. And so I want to definitely do a series on that topic as well. So those are kind of, that's my little sneak peek as far as like what is probably coming up on my podcast. If you guys have any ideas of like things that you would want to see or anything like that, that is totally like, let me know, because I'm always up for different ideas. And it's always interesting to see like what most people will listen to or what are like the things that people like the most. I also like to talk about like sometimes celebrity news. There's been so much stuff kind of going on in celebrity land. That's what I always call it, celebrity land. And so I have a few episodes coming up. There's definitely a lot going on with Britney Spears, and man, I don't know. I feel like so much compassion and love for Britney Spears because she has been through so much, and it's nice because I feel like a lot of people are being much more supportive of her and, than where most people were in the past. And so I do have some episodes on that because I have talked about her story a lot. Because, I mean, for a long time, people weren't listening and, taking it seriously. And she's definitely in the last little bit, been able to speak out more about her story and what she's gone through. So there's definitely some updates there. I've been kind of like struggling with my own mental health, so I actually haven't been on here as much. But I'm hoping to change that and work on that and be more present on my podcast because I just love, like I say, I just love seeing all the different countries that you guys are in. I don't know. I wish I would travel more, but traveling honestly stresses me out. But I love like seeing where you guys live. It just is like, it's just cool. It's just motivating to like, okay, I need to put myself out there and go traveling more, but traveling stresses me out. I got to learn how to deal with that, man. Anyways, and so now for the rest of the episode, we're just gonna chit chat and kind of, I'm gonna give you guys kind of a life update and also just talk. I have random things on my mind. So again, this is an episode where we're just kind of checking in with each other, except for you guys need to leave videos if you want to let me know how you're doing, because I'd love to hear it. And oh my gosh, I'd love to hear your accents. That's another thing I just love. I think travel is so amazing, but I also love the different languages and accents and culture. So yeah, definitely let me know how you guys are doing. Teach me how to say hello, or just say hello in your language that you speak. If you speak a different language, if not, just say hi. I'd love to hear it. Anyways, yeah, let's talk a little bit more. Okay, so today all I have going on is literally just trying to finish kind of cleaning my house up and also baking a cake. I'm gonna make a chocolate cake with vanilla frosting, but it's gonna be, I'm trying to think if it's gonna be blue or green. I'm not sure just yet, but I am looking forward to making a cake. I made these like granola bars last night. Sometimes I'll make them. They're like a homemade kind of granola bar. I don't know if they're any healthier, to be honest, because a lot of times, people will make stuff 'cause they're healthier. And I don't know. That's not really like the motivating factor for me. I'm just like excited to make like to eat them all. I've already eaten like I didn't have as many ingredients as I thought I did. I thought I had like more oats and more vanilla, so I kind of like started making them and then realized like, oh crap, I actually don't have a lot. Like I couldn't make a full batch. So I had to make like a half a batch and I've probably eaten like a half of that. So we're down to like a fourth a batch of these dang things, these granola bars. They have like M&Ms in them and chocolate chips. They're super good. So probably gonna work on eating the rest of those in a bit. That'll be great. I need to start working. Well, I want to start working out more. Man, I don't know. I have not been super active. I've been struggling with that. I don't know if you guys are super active. I mean, I think I guess it's like 50-50, I think probably. Or maybe I'm just like the 10% that needs to do more exercise. Who knows? But anyways, I am probably gonna have to go, and then I'm gonna make an episode, a longer episode in a second. So I'm trying to like kind of end things here. I thought I was gonna talk a little bit longer, but I actually have to get going on a few other things. So I'm just gonna kind of switch over to a new episode. So watch for that in a few, like in an hour or so, there's gonna be a new episode on my podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening. I gotta go to, dang it. doesn't let me like go see where you guys are all from. Dang, I have to like take a screenshot apparently. But I was gonna look at that as well. I want to get like a United States and world map and mark kind of where you guys are all from. Because like I said, that's like one of the exciting parts of my podcast, seeing when there's like a person from a different country that I have never had a listener from. I've learned a lot more about geography, which is sad. I wish I was better with geography in general. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. It really means a lot to me. If there is like an episode in particular you want to hear, let me know, because I do try to, do video requests or suggestions like when I have a second. So anyways, let me know if there's any videos. You can message me on here or you can message me on my social media, which that's included in like the episode notes, or yeah, that's pretty much where it is. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great day today, and I will see you guys or hear you guys in my next episode. I'll see you guys. Bye.